So tell me why this situation is similar to the one in Cincinnati before we go over the citizens review that was proposed.
Well, when we saw what was happening in Ferguson, it was eerily reminiscent of what happened in Cincinnati in April 2001 after an unarmed teenager named Timothy Thomas was shot by Cincinnati police. At that time, he was the 15th black man killed by Cincinnati police from 1995 to 2001. After Timothy Thomas's shooting, we had three nights of civil unrest, rebellion, riots, and that led to a boycott of the city of Cincinnati that was honored by Bill Cosby, Wynton Marsalis, a number of major conventions. And at the same time, we had the class action lawsuit against the city to reform how policing is done in the city of Cincinnati. The lawsuit brought together, we decided instead of doing divisive litigation to do a dispute resolution process. So we brought to the table the FOP, which is the police union. We brought the city. We brought the ACLU, Department of Justice was there, and this was all done in federal court. Out of that came two agreements, the collaborative agreement and a MOA with the Justice Department that reform how use of force is done in our city, and in the collaborative agreement how policing is done in our city. We came to Ferguson because when we went through it in Cincinnati, we had people come in and give us help. So we figured we owed it to the people of Ferguson and the St. Louis County to show them a way forward to police reform.
So you show me a piece of paper with that proposed Citizens Review Commission, and you thought it was pretty lacking. Care to explain why?
From what I saw from the ordinance that City Council, Ferguson City Council, is looking to pass in the next later on this month, it does not include what ours does, which is investigatory power of this board and subpoena power. We have in Cincinnati what's called a Citizens Complaint Authority. And everything in our agreement starts with the letter C, and which stands for either citizens or community. So it's a citizens complaint authority that has an investigatory and subpoena power. And so when an incident like the Mike Brown incident takes place, there are at least three investigations that take place, one by internal, one by the police, and one by the citizens complaint authority. So when the crime scene tape goes up, citizens complaint authority investigators can go under it like anybody else and do an independent investigation. Our board, as such as the one they're talking about establishing, has a paid director, has paid investigators, and it has a community board appointed by the mayor. So we've had boards like the one they're proposing now with no power. So if they want to investigate a police officer and they call him in, if he says, "I don't want to come," they can't make him come without subpoena power. And so also our board, everything we've done is a binding agreement because it was done in federal court because of the lawsuit that was filed. To have Ferguson City Council say, "Hey, we're just going to do this and we're going to be nice guys now," well, that may or may not be so, but it needs to be binding agreements. And right now the citizens of Ferguson don't have that.
So basically you've traveled hundreds of miles, and I get the sense that unless they change their course and make some changes to this, or go to court and decide this by a binding order, you're going to leave pretty disappointed. Is that fair or not? Not really.
Whether or not they go to court is up to the residents, the citizens of Ferguson. You know, we've met with a lot of people since we've been here. This is our third time here, and eventually this should end up in federal court. Even with the DOJ here, it should still end up in federal court to end up with a binding agreement that reforms how policing is done. We have not only the Citizens Complaint Authority, we have community problem-oriented policing. That's the way Cincinnati Police now police. And as I said, the C is in front of everything we do. So nothing happens in Cincinnati right now with the police that community is not involved. We wanted, at the end of the day, justice for the men who had been killed. Like, people here want justice for Mike Brown, but we also wanted better police community relations at the end of the day, because we have to live together. So it's not enough just to beat down the police, but how do we work together as community and police? So I think everybody would be highly disappointed if that's not the end goal.
My last question for you, kind of what we were talking about earlier. You know, Ferguson's a start, but there's a lot of other municipalities here, and they may not want to go along with anything. They may want to keep business as usual because their budgets depend on it. Does that complicate things, especially compared to Cincinnati, where I assume that there's far less municipalities at play, or is that something that can be overcome in your view?
In our conversations with ACLU of Missouri, it's pretty well understood by everybody we've talked to that we really want to do more countywide initiatives than just Ferguson. Ferguson is the flashpoint right now, but we really need to do this as countywide as possible. We other municipalities should really want to become better and to have the respective community and community leaders and the trust and the mutual accountability. So yeah, it is imperative that it's not just Ferguson. In Cincinnati, we're not that dissimilar from St. Louis. We have a number of smaller municipalities surrounding Cincinnati. And we work with them on a daily basis, but the agreement is just Cincinnati. But wherever we see police brutality, police abuse, we attack that as well.